Two of the teams are from Florida, including the state's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, which will receive the largest grant at about $6 million. Lead researcher Louise Barbieri says the money's coming through NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
It has a Restore Science program that was established specifically to develop research projects like this one to address restoration of Gulf of Mexico ecosystems post-Deepwater Horizon oil spill.
The groups will combine habitat and water quality information with three reef fish surveys into a comprehensive database to improve stock assessments. Among other things, they plan to look at year-to-year trends from 1992 to 2024.
They're going to be looking at what species are in different areas and collecting other information that will give us a better idea of how those species relate to the ecosystem and whether they're in good functioning order.
The other Florida team is based at Nova Southeastern University. Joining them are the University of South Alabama and Mississippi State. The study also involves 20 institutions in all five Gulf states and beyond, such as universities, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations. Barbieri says this is a long-term project, at least 5 years.
With the possibility of us getting an additional 5 years, if we have good performance and we're bringing the results that are expected, we should be able to receive the additional 5 years that will give us a total of 10 years for understanding Gulf ecosystems.
Prior to this, Barbieri says Fish and Wildlife had conducted a number of similar projects ever since funding has been available.
So we had some grants from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We had some other grants from other funding agencies. We'll be looking at different aspects of the ecosystem system in fish populations, but this one is the most comprehensive of all and also has the longest duration.
Mississippi State will look into how three species of birds at risk of becoming endangered or threatened respond to different methods of fire management. South Alabama will study how to improve management of oyster, blue crab, and spotted sea trout, and Nova Southeastern will identify long-term trends in sea life in the Gulf of Mexico's deep open waters. Barbieri is hoping to develop a database to give researchers a good idea of the baseline for the fish communities in the Gulf and their numbers.
It's going to give us an idea to see how do these populations of, for example, groupers or snappers fluctuates over time as we manage these fisheries.
As fish species are endangered in the wild through overfishing, Louise Barbieri at FWC believes fisheries are becoming more vital to the future of the seafood industry.
With the right management measures in place, we can have long-term sustainability of these fishery stocks, and they'll be able to provide us with the seafood and the protein products that, you know, we need as a society.
The four projects are among 68 proposals to the Restore Science Program. The Restore Act authorizes the use of fines from the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill to restore and protect ecosystems, fisheries, marine and wildlife habitats, beaches, coastal wetlands, and the economy of the Gulf Coast region. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.